And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of August, 2010. It was on this day, 1936, that the Spanish poet Federico García Lorca was executed at the age of 38, a few weeks after the outbreak of the Spanish Civil War. People on both sides, the leftist Republicans, the right-wing nationalists, many of them rounded up and killed, they estimate, maybe 50,000. Lorca was a leftist sympathizer. He was an open homosexual. He was a writer who wrote about oppressed people such as gypsies, so he was an easy target for the nationalists. It's the birthday of Madame du Barry, born in Vaucouleurs, France, in 1743, the mistress of Louis XV, and one of the most beautiful women at Versailles. She left her hair unpowdered because it was a beautiful golden color. She had blue eyes and a straight little nose and a complexion, someone wrote, of a dazzling purity. The illegitimate daughter of a seamstress, her father was rumored to be a monk. After Louis XV died of smallpox in 1774, she continued to live in luxury at court until the Reign of Terror, when, in 1793, at the age of 50, she was executed at the guillotine. And it's the birthday of Bill Clinton, born Hope, Arkansas, 1946. His father died in a car accident 3 months before he was born. Clinton wrote, "It left me with the feeling that I had to live for two people and that if I did it well enough, somehow I could make up for the life he should have had." And his memory infused me with a sense of my own mortality, the knowledge that I, too, could die young, drove me to try to drain the most out of every moment of life and to get on with the next big challenge. Here's a poem for today by Mary Jo Salter, Midsummer, Georgia Avenue. Happiness, a high, wide porch, white columns crowned by the crepe-paper party hats of hibiscus, a rocking chair, iced tea, a book, an afternoon in late July to read it, or read the middle of it, having leisure to mark the place and enter it tomorrow, just as you left it, knock-knock of woodpecker, keeping yesterday's time, cicada's buzz, the turning of another page, and somewhere a question raised and dropped, the pendulum swing of a wind chime. Back and forth, the rocker and the reading eye. And isn't half your jittery odd joy the looking out now and then across the road to where, under the lush alleys of long-lived trees, conferring shade and breeze on those who feel none of it, 100 stories stand confined, each to their single page of stone. Not far the distance between you and them. A breath, a heartbeat dropped, a word in your two-faced book that invites you to its party, only to sadden you when it's over. And so you stay on your teetering perch. You move and go nowhere, gazing past the heat-struck street that split down the middle, not to put too fine a point on it, by a double yellow line. A poem by Mary Jo Salter, Midsummer, Georgia Avenue, from her collection Open Shutters, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.